Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Have we got a lot to talk about? Edition. That's right. I'm a physical specimen. You got that right, Matt LaFleur. Edition. And the Super Bowl or bust. And what does Jordan Love need to do to make that a reality? Edition. Of Wilde and Tausch. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course, everything you could possibly want, including our lengthy conversation with one Matt LaFleur, Matthew Joseph, some confusion on his middle name, LaFleur, Robert, I think it really is, from the draft, all to be found on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Your state, your teams, your ESPN. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from his undisclosed location. Still have this note that says, Tausch prank calls. We'll get to that someday. He is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. Sounds like you had quite a day over there at Lambeau yesterday.
We had a lovely day. Let me just say this before we get started. I enjoy more than anything else about this job that I've been doing for a long time. I enjoy talking to players the most. It's my favorite part of the job. I mean, it leads to then telling their stories, which obviously is what my passion is. But I love talking to players. And that had not happened other than here and there a text message since January 13th when they cleaned out their lockers. So talking to Jordan Love, Josh Jacobs, Xavier McKinney, Edgerrin Cooper, Jaden Reed, Aaron Banks, the new number 65. Looks good on him. It's a slimming number. It was great. I had a great time. It was awesome. And I think we got a lot of really interesting things from those conversations. I am fascinated by the fact and the way that Jordan Love handled a question that I asked him about what Aaron Rodgers did in his third year as the starter. I prefaced it with, I don't want to compare you to the previous guy, but then I compared him to the previous guy. and him basically saying, "Yeah, look, the Super Bowl is the goal. That should be our goal," which I thought was really good, and I really appreciated that he took that on, just the way he took on questions about his injuries. And while Matt LaFleur might have made a bunch of excuses for his production, Jordan Love made none. That's one of the many things I like about him. So, you know this from my time covering you. There are no conversations. I love coaches. They're great to talk to. I learn a lot every time I talk to them. But there's nothing better than talking to players. Speaking of which, before we get into any Packers stuff, the players who will be participating in the AmFam Celebrity Foursome at the AmFam Championship, I saw the list. There was a member of my Mount Rushmore of Packers I've covered. But it wasn't you.
Rodgers?
No. Although, I do believe he is an insurance pitchman free agent, much like he is
Dorsey?
As a quarterback.
Dorsey
it's not
Levins,
Dorsey.
Huh?
It's not Dorsey Levins. It's not you. Rodgers, as we discussed, is not on the Mount Rushmore.
Well, yeah, you say he's not, but everybody thinks he is.
Well, they're wrong. I was
well,
very honest.
Yeah,
about
they're
that.
Wrong according to you, but according to most people, no. Charles Woodson would be my
Mount
guess.
It's my Rushmore.
Yeah, I know, but you're trying to weave through things. But
I'm
yeah,
not.
He's not on not yours, true. But he's on ours according to you.
Mm-hmm. Charles Woodson.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert. Who
oh,
has been,
snap.
I don't want to say slandered on this program, because that would be too strong. But
yeah, he hasn't been slandered.
Poo-pooed?
He's been...
Hey, happy haircut, Jesse.
Oh, thank you.
Did you go to the same place that Jim Rutledge did?
I did not, as far as I know.
I think he's been accurately assessed on this show. And that's not slander. It's just not... I'm not going to glaze him. You guys can glaze him.
You don't
he's
think
Oregon
he's very
guy, so
good.
Jordan Love has one more playoff win than he does.
You don't think he's very good. But that's okay. So what happened? No, I thought you were going to make your triumphant return.
I think he's fine. I don't think he's the superstar. Like, he's not in the tierdom. If I'm not going to put Joe Burrow in the tierdom with Josh Allen and Lamar and Mahomes, I'm certainly not putting her. I put Herbert in the same boat as Jordan Love. And that's where he belongs. That's where those guys have to prove their next steps. That's not slander.
Herbert will be fine in the foursome as long as they don't go to a playoff.
How long did you have that holstered? As soon as you saw the announcement,
you could see him.
Yeah.
He was itching, like chomping to get that out of his mouth.
That feels like slander to me. So that's a great segue. Because you clearly don't want to talk about the fact that you were left off the Celebrity Foursome once
again.
But
hey, talk about
you won a title.
I'm a champion. Yeah, I'm a champion.
I choose not to play, like Seinfeld choosing not to run. Okay, fine.
I did text the tournament director yesterday as I was getting info and understanding what was all happening, and I told him that I was unavailable. So. Just so you know, I let Nate know I was unavailable to play on that set.
Mm.
We got a baseball tournament, so I can't go.
Okay. Do you think that's the reason why you weren't asked?
Yeah, I would bet that that's probably.
So they called me a ham instead. Oh well, Tosh can't do it. Let's call me a ham.
It's actually funny because, and I'm not going to, relay any pertinent information from my correspondences.
Ooh.
But I thought it was John Hamm at first, the old madman. I thought John Hamm was going to be the golfer, and I thought, wow, that's kind of interesting. An old ham bone was a player.
He's a good, he's a pretty accomplished actor.
Then I thought you just start getting everybody ham. So you'd have Mia, John, Matt Hamilton, and then that old fullback for the Vikings back in the day.
What about Darvin?
And then you got Darvin Hamm.
Yeah.
Could get Darvin. They could literally make a complete foursome, sixsome, eightsome, just out of hams.
CJ Ham, is that who you were trying to come up with there?
That could be.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Well,
Jeff Hammonds. What was the old
Jeffrey
Hammonds?
One flap down, right? Or was that Jeffrey Leonard?
Jeffrey,
that was Jeff Leonard.
Jeffrey Hammonds was the outfielder the Brewers overpaid for in the early 2000s who didn't pan out. Yeah.
Who was the old GM that drafted Giannis?
John Hammond.
Wasn't his name Hammonds?
John Hammond.
Yeah. There's Hammond. Another guy you could throw in the mix.
Yeah. Well, that would be quite the eightsome if they were like honey glazed hams or whatever that company is. That would be perfect for them. All right. So I heard the courtesy laugh of Kay Adams there. Jesse hit the hot key there. I did not deliver one of those yesterday. There were others. Maybe it was authentic. But I do want to get to this clip as quickly as possible because I am very curious to get your assessment. But before that, I do want to say
you
this.
You just said... I can't wait.
I know, but I want.
Seems
I'm,
like you
I,
can.
I my hope is that there's a chance that maybe we can stay somewhat on the clock today. We don't have any guests scheduled to appear.
What?
Yeah, I know. Well, we got an air check coming up, so I just wanted to
Are
say
we air
that.
Checking today?
No, we've got one coming up. I said.
This reminds me of like cleaning before the maid comes over. Like,
put it on your calendar.
Why change who we are at this point? Like,
it was on my calendar, and it keeps getting changed. So, why would I put it on the calendar? I just assume it's not going to work. All right, continue.
Yeah,
continue.
Okay. There were a lot of interesting things yesterday, so we're going to have a lot that we want to get to. So, if today is a day where you're sitting there on YouTube. Or on Facebook, or on Twitter, or on the radio, terrestrially, or on the stream, wherever you are, if there are days where you go, boy, Tausch is brilliant, man. He comes up with some of the craziest, funniest stuff, but I really need some Packers. Knock on wood, that should not be an issue today. We got a lot to get to, including that maybe my diagnosis, I'm hopeful, Kevin...
Kevin Bacon.
Oh, ham. Yeah. I got gotcha. You. Yeah, Matt in West Bend. It's been a while since we've heard from Matt in West Bend. He must be busy or he just didn't have any material. So I may have been less aggressive in my timeline for Christian Watson than Christian Watson.
Swimmer. We had a swimmer at Wisconsin. Wasn't there a Bacon that swam at Wisconsin, too?
There was, yeah.
Won a medal, no?
I don't know. Swimming was not my forte. It was track and field.
Is it an Olympic year? Then I forgot.
But Christian Watson moving around pretty good. Now, again, 5.5 months removed from surgery. I don't know if that means he's ready to sprint down the field or cut and move around a football field. But he did look... He did look like Christian Watson, and I think that is encouraging. And maybe he will be able to come back sooner than later.
I'm guessing you're going to have to turn your fake PhD in, your doctorate degree in, that you, he's not going to be back till December. I said, you don't know it.
Well, first of all, I said November. So if you're going to try to hold my feet to the fire. No, I never did.
So here's the deal. It did, but we could check the tape.
What is it with you? Is today going to be another one of those days where you tell me what I said, like who's on my Mount Rushmore, what I said the timeline was for Watson? Like, if you're going to quote me, bro, quote me accurately.
Yeah, I did. I just quoted you. You said, okay, all right, late November, early December.
Okay. Great. Check the tape. Yeah. Go ahead, please.
I think the question is going to be with Christian Watson, not if and what time he's going to be back. I think you're going to start probably around mid to late July. Is he going to be a pup guy? I think you're going to be looking at it, and I don't know. I'm not saying he is going to start the season against Detroit as the X. I don't think that's going to be the case. But I do wonder if they're going to push. And I remember we had these same conversations about Rashawn J. Gary. Well, he ain't going to be back. He had his ACL. And rah, 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 from you, Johnny Conservative, which is fine. And then he came back. I don't even think they pupped him. And then he's practicing one day, and everybody's like, oh, my God. Everybody heals differently. There's a motivation here for Christian to get out there. Now, he's got to be smart. Lord knows the doctors will be smart with him. But do you think that there is a chance after what you saw yesterday, and then you text immediately that lets me know that you were surprised, that he starts this season not on the PUP list? Because I think it was a foregone conclusion. Are you at least willing to acknowledge that that is a possibility?
Possibility, not a probability. Yesterday? I still
all
think
right.
You mentioned Rashawn Gary. Rashawn Gary did start training camp on the PUP, and then he was cleared for individual work about 2 weeks in. And
yep.
they kept him out of 11-on-11 until like the final week. He didn't play in the preseason that year, and then he was active for the start of the season. He did tear his ACL 2 full months earlier than Watson did. Watson tore it on January 5th. He tore his on like November 7th in Detroit. So that there is a difference there, right? We can acknowledge that. Look, and again, if Christian Watson was a right tackle, maybe I'd have a different perspective. But what he's got to be capable of doing, knowing the medical staff and how conservative they are, even though Doc McKenzie is approaching retirement and Dr. Mikey has replaced him or is taking over for him, they are still going to be a conservative bunch. And I would also argue that from a perspective of protecting players from themselves, you're 1,000% right. Christian Watson has all kinds of motivation to get back ASAP. He's in a contract year. At the same time, that's when you make mistakes, right? And you push it a little bit too hard, and maybe you have a setback, and then you're really in a less than ideal negotiating spot. So we will see what happens. But yes, the most pleasant surprise I saw yesterday was him moving around, no brace. He stretched and jogged with the team. We did not see him sprinting. I don't think he's there yet. We did not see him cutting. It is a process, as you unfortunately well know from the two times you did it. One other thing that you know a lot about is Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
And there is no better time than now to upgrade your windows and doors, because Pella is offering up to 6 years of zero financing. Set your free in-home consultation today. You commit to nothing at this point. They'll listen to your vision. Suggest the Pella materials and customizations that make it become a reality. Get 0% financing for up to 6 years. Certain restrictions do apply. This deal, if May is coming to an end, May 31st, this deal ends. So visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
My question about this exchange is, should I have given Matt LaFleur a courtesy laugh? A few of my colleagues laughed. Maybe they were genuine. They weren't laughing with me. They were laughing at me. I don't know. But I remained focused and stone-faced because I wanted an answer to the question, Judge. We will share that exchange with you and get your thoughts next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Let's do this. So, I like Matt LaFleur, and I think he likes me. I think he likes me. I know he said some nice things at the Tundra Trio during our visit that were very kind, and I appreciated them. So, I am not great at the... I don't mind being the butt of a joke, but I wanted the juice to be worth the squeeze. I didn't find this funny personally. I felt he could have done better. I want you to judge it, but more importantly, than judging the joke. I want you to help folks understand what he's doing by making the joke and avoiding the question, and then largely then avoiding it again, or at least excuse-making again, when I re-ask the question. Here is the exchange via Packers.com between Matt LaFleur and I when I asked about Jordan Love in 2025.
In year three, for you guys to do what you guys want to do, what more do you need from Jordan, not just from a leadership perspective, but staying healthy and production-wise?
Yeah, well, some of that stuff's out of your control. I think any one of us, week one in that position that he got into in Philly, would have been much worse. Maybe not for a physical specimen like yourself, but for most of us, it would have been much worse. So I think a lot of that's just out of your control. He does a great job of controlling what he can control and doing the necessary things from a workout perspective, from a rehab perspective. It's a game of football. There's going to be unforeseen challenges, but I thought all in all, I thought he handled himself as good as you could have, considering the circumstances last year.
Notwithstanding, I am curious though. Are there certain things from a production standpoint, if he's healthy?
I was just talking with Jory about this earlier today. I think it's funny. I think there's like a narrative out there that for whatever reason that he wasn't as productive as the year before. Well, I mean, he missed significant time. He missed the better of three games. Really, it was Indy, it was Tennessee. He went out in Jacksonville, and then he went out in Chicago. So, that's going to – three games is a significant amount of time, and you're going to be a little bit – you're not going to produce as much from a numbers perspective. From what I've seen, and then also let's be honest. I mean, when we talked about this, we did have a lot of drops last year, and so there was other circumstances that play into it. And I think all in all, I think everybody's going to be better, though.
Tausch, your thoughts?
I think obviously your physical specimen joke, yeah, I thought it fell flat. No laughter needed on that. It didn't really even fit.
You could tell he was trying to get it in, too. Like, you could see the look in his face.
Really,
he was looking for the spot to get it in.
Yeah, it didn't fit. But I appreciate, again, his confidence and where I like where Matt LaFleur's at. As far as the Jordan Love component to this, I think he understands Jordan is going to be under a lot of pressure. He doesn't need to add more by commenting on, well, he needs to do this, this, and this. And just basic math tells you, yeah, he missed three games. His stat line isn't going to be as good, but
he knew that's not what we were talking about there.
No, I understand that, but he doesn't, just like back in the day, it was the media can ask you whatever question you want. You can't control the question, but you can control the answer. So Matt LaFleur did there very well. And he doesn't – I mean, he's already, I think, when he was with us or in some of his other press stuff around the draft, I think the being more vocal was one of the things that I found the most interesting, because I think Jordan Love, going into year three, you mentioned the Rodgers thing to him, and we'll hear that later. There is going to be a you need to elevate your game. And I just look at from watching last season – he obviously was not as healthy as we'd like to see him. He did not make the same amount of plays with his feet. So that limits a little bit of your production. But really, it all comes back to the consistency. And, the biggest red flag that I saw last year was there wasn't one time. And I've asked you this question numerous times this offseason. I've asked myself it. Was there any game that you walked out of the building or watched after watching TV, the game on the road, where you thought, boy, that was a consistent four quarters of really efficient offense?
No.
I didn't have any.
Nope.
And therein is what I think all of this other stuff is just window dressing. Therein is what I believe Jordan Love needs to get to. And part of that is experience and understanding. You don't need to rip 150 yards a quarter. And you don't need to do – you need to do what is asked and what you need to do. And there were games, and what my biggest – some of my biggest criticisms were you made some of these mistakes when that wasn't what the game was asking for. If you're better than a team and you see that your defense is smothering somebody, just don't give them anything. Go about, be consistent, go win the game. And understanding what is asked of you. You don't need to put on the cape. And I know I've said this before, but it's true. Clark Kent wins a lot of games in the NFL. You don't need to be Superman. And I know Superman's coming out. There are games you need to throw that cape on. Go do it. But if you're constantly doing, you know, if you're constantly having to throw the cape on, old girl at the house ain't going to be happy because you ain't ever around. You're always out fighting crime and saving cities. You got to sometimes sit down and put a candle up on the old table and have a meal. You know, just be normal. Just be Clark. And I think that's where Jordan's trying to figure out what that balance is going to be moving forward. I think that's what the team is looking for. And that's why the Josh Jacobs and this, you know, new receiving core to help him not have to feel like he has to do that, because I would guess some of those bad decisions were the result of, I got to do more. And that's not where Jordan's at in his career right now.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if he elevates his game. We will hear some of the conversation with him. I thought he was really good in response to my question about that. He was also really good when I asked him about that leadership thing and the process, because you have to still be yourself. You can't be someone you're not, but you can be more vocal. And in talking with Jaden Reed, in talking with Josh Jacobs, he has been more vocal, according to them. And those are his teammates talking about it. So they've noticed that he has stepped a little bit out of his comfort zone with that. So I'm going to write about that later in the week, and we'll hear more about that as we go along. But I want to get to Jaden Reed. I want to get to Jordan Love. I want to get to a lot of things today because yesterday was super productive. I have more stories than I know what to do with. But I also know that I have more great customer service from Associated Bank than I know what to do with. They're so good. They expect what I need before I even ask for it. That's how good they are. That's how well they know their customers. They've been doing it for us for over a decade now. They'll do it for you as well. So go to AssociatedBank.com. Find out more about all the great perks that come with being an Associated customer, from early pay and credit monitoring and fraud protection to Packers, Badgers, and Brewers checking. AssociatedBank.com for everything you need. We'll get to more from OTA practice number two. Open to the media practice number one. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
We're on the Badgers.
The schedule, as we all know, it's very challenging, daunting, however you want to describe it.
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
He wants guys who want to jump at the opportunity to play against a schedule like that.
This is 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand. But I want
before we move on, I know that our friend Michael in the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube chat, he's a bit of a pot stirrer. He says he's a big fan of my work. If that's true, then I'd be curious what he says about the reporters that he doesn't think very highly of. But I just want to address this. Michael says, Jason's fake narratives. If you think that Jordan Love needing to elevate his performance in year three as a starter, like Aaron Rodgers did, I'm not saying he's going to win the Super Bowl this year, but if you don't think that Jordan Love elevating his performance this year is a real narrative and a real thing that he needs to do, then I can tell you who disagrees with you. Jordan Love. Because he acknowledged that. Now, did he set a bar that was extremely high with the final eight games of the 2023 season? Undeniably so. But to suggest that he does not have to play at a higher level, he doesn't have to take the world on his shoulders. The Clark Kent Superman thing is a great analogy. But are you of the belief, Tausch, that he doesn't have to play better than he did last year?
No, I've been saying it all, you know, I've been saying right. it for a while. What I am not saying is he needs to be Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you have to clean up the mistakes that you're making in critical, you know, in critical points at in critical games, and understanding what your team needs from you. Like it's not just this is what I'm going to do every week. As a quarterback, you need to obviously play your best as often as you can, realizing you're not going to be perfect every week. But you do have to get an understanding of what does my team need from me this week.
Mm-hmm.
If you're playing a juggernaut offense on the other side, you're probably going to look at it and say, I probably need to be more aggressive and I need to make more plays. If you're playing a team that can't move the football but is defensively is very good, you probably have to understand, well, this is what I need to do. And that just comes from confidence and understanding and being around. So there's nobody that's going to say Jordan Love doesn't have the talent to do what he needs to do. Now it's have the understanding of what you need to do and then be consistent in what you're doing. And when you get to that point, that's when you elevate the rest of your team.
All right. There was a question asked of Love later about him taking a step back. And I thought, and he took issue with that. And I don't disagree with him there. But he did not take issue with the idea that he needs to be more productive and eliminate mistakes. He also did not.
Well, so I do have a question about that.
Sure.
Because now we heard LaFleur say it. I have not heard Jordan say this, but you just mentioned it. We also have to deal in facts mm-hmm. and reality. Now, I am not saying Jordan Love stunk last year by any stretch.
Neither am I.
But was Jordan Love as good last season as he was? Okay, I understand he didn't play well against the Giants and Danny DeVito. Tommy DeVito. That was there were some games where it wasn't, but when you look at his 8-game stretch at the end of that season, that's what we all were expecting.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he was injured and was not able to do things, that is factored into the evaluation, but
sure.
Let's not sit here and try and spin a narrative that he was better than he was at the end of his first season as a starter, because he wasn't.
No.
And I don't want to sit here and pile on and say this and this and this, but let's also not just poo-poo it and say, well, no, he was just as good. Well, no, that's just not accurate, because he was better than he was in the beginning of his first season as a starter.
Sure.
But I think, and I know myself, I looked at his second half, really from that Thanksgiving game against Detroit, all the way through in Kansas City, and I looked at him as one of the top quarterbacks in the league. I did not look at him that way last season, pretty much for the whole way. There was a difference. So for all of the spinning and everything else, we also want to make sure we're dealing in facts.
I included those numbers once again in my story today on channel3000.com because he wasn't one of the he was the best quarterback in the league over that 8-game stretch. The numbers were these: 70.3 completion percentage, 2000 is over an 8-game span. Remember, so think about multiply that times 2, and you've got a 16-game season numbers on this. 70.3 completion percentage, 2,150 yards, 18 touchdowns, 1 interception, 112.7 passer rating. That's what he did in the final 8 games of 2023. Now, that is an Aaron Rodgers-esque run-the-table torrid pace. that not even Aaron Rodgers himself could keep up for an entire season. Even in his MVP years, he didn't go 36 touchdowns, two picks. And so I'm not saying he had to be that guy. But to suggest, A, that he's not capable of that, I wouldn't say that. But B, to suggest that he couldn't have been better than he was even with the injuries he dealt with, I don't think that's accurate. And I don't think Jordan does either. And again, Jordan Love, I got some folks in the YouTube comments again to say stop dragging him. You know, Jordan Love doesn't need you to defend him. Jordan Love owns things. Not all quarterbacks that I've covered have done that, but he does. And that's one of the great things about him. And I think he's going to have a much better season this year than he had last year. I'm not dragging him at all. But he's got to play better. And I don't understand why that's such harsh criticism. And why some of us feel the need to treat him with kid gloves. He doesn't even feel like he needs to be treated that way. I think that's one of his best qualities. So, look, he was 25 touchdowns, 11 picks last year. His completion percentage was 61.3. And yes, 33 drop passes is a hell of a lot. Tied for third most in the league. All those things factor in. But to suggest that he doesn't need to play better and is not capable of playing better, I'm not saying that. I think he is a good quarterback who has a chance to elevate his game to a level where we're talking about him very differently than that tiered pro football focus thing that had him 12th.
Can he elevate himself to be a tier one? Since we talked tiers this week, can he elevate himself to be in the same conversation? I'm not going to put him in Mahomes, but with Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen.
I think he can. I don't think he will. I think that's probably another year away if he's going to do that. I think he can be in that next tier. He can be better than Justin Herbert. I think from a throwing perspective, he can be better than Jalen Hurts, although Jalen Hurts does not get enough credit because he throws the ball pretty damn well. From those guys in that tier system from Pro Football Focus, I don't think he's going to be in the top four. I don't think I'm going to put him ahead of Joe Burrow either, even though you are kind of wishy-washy on Burrow. But can he be six?
Just wait a second. No, I'm not remotely wishy-washy. He is in the top of the second tier. He's not okay with those other guys.
Wishy-washy was not what I wanted
about
there.
Anything.
No, all right. I misspoke.
Nothing wishy-washy about
it.
You're very stout.
You're not wishy-washy. You're meh on him. What are you? All right, you tell me what you are.
I'm realistic. I'm being realistic. He is not in the same league. He's not with those guys. He doesn't have an MVP. His teams haven't made the playoffs. Joe Burrow doesn't have an MVP.
Does Lamar Jackson have a Super Bowl appearance?
No. Does he have a ring?
You get AFC.
Joe Burrow had
NFC
a great run, and I'm telling you, Joe Burrow, listen, if you're going to sit there and say, I'm saying he's the fourth best quarterback in the entire NFL, and that's some shot at him, it's not.
Can Jordan Love be better than him this year? Do you believe Jordan Love could surpass him this year?
Surpass Joe Burrow?
Mm-hmm.
Not this year, no.
Okay, well, then we basically see it the same way.
No, we don't. Jordan Love doesn't have Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. He doesn't. That matters. Ja'Marr Chase just was the Triple Crown leader in receiving. He didn't have 33 drops. Joe Burrow didn't. Joe Burrow's stat line was dynamite last year.
But he's a product of having Lamar. Better talent around him.
Sure. At wide receiver, yes.
Okay.
Not at O-line. Not at running back. Not at tight end.
We will move past Joe Burrow. I still don't understand exactly how you feel about him then. He's the fourth best quarterback, but he's really only the fourth best quarterback
because
he's got Ja'Marr Chase.
I don't understand what you don't understand. He is being crowned. He's like Andy Murray in the tennis thing.
You don't.
You got
like,
hold up a second. You got Nadal,
Federer. You don't like people
Federer,
that are crowned unnecessarily.
You got Nadal, Federer, and Djokovic. Okay, you got three greats, and they always say the big four. Okay, the big four. Well, I look at it the same way as in tennis. Andy Murray is a very good player, won a couple of big championships. He had a really good career, but he is not in the same. He's not the same as those other three. And I know Josh Allen and Lamar have not even been to a Super Bowl, but they've been MVPs, and they've elevated their groups in a way that's different. Patrick Mahomes, I don't even know where you'd put him, because Djokovic is the greatest tennis player of all time now. And I don't know if that'd be a disservice to Mahomes if I said he's Djokovic, because Federer is more beloved. All I'm saying is Joe Burrow is a really, really good quarterback. He is really good.
See, Pete
but
Sampras?
But it doesn't mean he has – Sampras is great.
Is he Yvonne Lendl? Stefan Edberg? Boris Becker? Bjorn Borg?
I haven't.
Jimmy Connors? John McEnroe? I'm going to name all of the tennis – Andre Agassi. All those guys have two things in common. One, they're all great tennis players, and two, like Tausch, I know they all love Coors Light.
I can't make that same claim because that would be liable if I did. I would hope that they would. If they want to sit back and relax, Coors Light is brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filter, and cold package, so it's made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light is refreshing. It is crisp. It's only 102 calories. But as always, Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company. Golden, Colorado. Today is the last day. I know we have one more Coors Light read as the day goes. If you notice the sheet, this is going to be its retirement party today. It's been a great sheet.
Are you
going to
cry
time,
like Nadal?
If I get
Roland Garros.
You don't want to give it a proper burial at University Ridge tomorrow when we're out there? That feels like a good place for it.
Maybe I'll burn it and start a little
spread,
fire tonight.
Spread
maybe
the scraps on the U Ridge on the opening tee.
Maybe.
All right. I'm going to call an audible here, Jesse, because I don't want to get into more audio until the start of the 10 o'clock hour, and we're clipping along here at such a great clock management. Let's play trivia now. What do you say?
Wow, sure. Let's do it.
All right. What category is it, and what caller would you like?
The Red Hot Milwaukee Brewers, today's trivia category. Four in a row for the crew after another walk-off win yesterday. Love it. They are one game over 500.
Caller 501.
I don't know. Caller 19 for Robin Young.
Hey, all right. Caller 19, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 19 for Wilde and Tausch Trivia, presented by Vortex Golf. Again, you'll have a chance to have a chance to win a Vortex Golf rangefinder and swag bag if you're the contestant, and then you get more chances with every correct answer you get. Caller 19 right now, 844-770-3776. We will play next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
We're on the Badgers.
There are moments where it feels like you're close, but taken holistically, those look like blips.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
To win a championship, you have to consistently be that team.
This is 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand. Dancing.
Yesterday, Jesse bullied me into doing a Terry Bradshaw imitation, which, while it wasn't as bad as Tausch's Gaelic pirate, it wasn't good.
It was received positively, I would say.
It was, yeah, and I just, I'm not hearing it. Like, again, our friend Frank Caliendo is the gold standard. Jesse does voices. He's good at it. But he dumped Terry Bradshaw on me. The guys on the damn sports show, Walter and Corey, thought it was great. But as Tausch, I'm sure, will point out, they just think everything I do is great because I'm just, I'm their hero. It was not good.
I don't think I've ever said that.
You've sarcastic. Yeah, okay. Again, check the tape. But it was terrible. Well, now Jesse informs me that I have to try and be big voice guy.
Yeah, I was wondering that because we did. You had to step away a little bit yesterday, and Vortex, the big voice guy, never came on, and then Jesse just did like, oh, rangefinders, I don't know. And I'm wondering, did we lose that file?
We did.
Yes. I don't understand we how did. That goes away.
I don't either, but here we go.
It's a long story that won't make sense to anyone. I'll tell you off air, and you won't even understand what happened.
I don't really care that much because it's...
Yeah, I guess I lost interest, too.
It's time now for trivia, big voice guy. Wildy and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf, rangefinders you can bet on. Not as good. I think
your Bradshaw was better.
You know who I can do is that guy that does the Westwood One, like, in and out of halftime, if you're listening to the... to the Monday night game. Now back to the One Call That's All Studios. Jim Gray at halftime. Speaking of Jims, let's welcome in our contestant. It is Jim on the South Side. Jim, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. The sun is out and glad to talk to you guys.
We're happy to have you. Now, quick question since I did step away briefly yesterday. I was seeing some chatter that Tausch was going to perhaps participate in trivia yesterday. What did I miss?
No, it was geography. No, I don't participate on geography. I play. I jumped in.
Right. Play.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that will not be the case today. You're going to participate as a person asking questions. Is that true or false?
Yes, I'll have question two. I will take question two today. Absolutely.
So, Jim, the category is the Red Hot Milwaukee Brewers who have responded to Jesse Nelson calling for their manager's job by winning again and
not
again
true.
And again. It's been a great,
a gritty,
great,
couple of gritty wins.
Yeah, they've got an edge to
like
the
it.
Series.
Yeah. I like it.
So, question one, Jim, is this. Which of these things did the Milwaukee Brewers accomplish for the first time this season with their 6-5 win over the Boston Red Sox yesterday at American Family Field? Was it the first time sweeping an opponent this season? The first time winning after trailing by 2 runs? Or first time not giving Jesse anything negative to say?
It was the sweep, and I knew that before the choices, but I'm not cocky enough to wait for the choices.
I think
let
that's
that swagger
savvy.
Out, Jim. Yeah.
No,
let
smart.
That swagger out a little bit.
Smart,
no.
Smart. Hey, you don't get any bonus points. You don't get the extra entry
that
Tausch calls for. Smart. Good
job. I think you should, and if you know this, show a little swagger here, Jim. We'll maybe even give you an extra entry.
No, we won't.
Assure you that. We'll
that's not allowed.
No,
I said
rules.
We might.
ESPNWisconsinContest.com. We don't mess with the Vortex
right.
Swag Bag, Tausch.
If I may, which Brewers player continued his hot streak over the last 2 weeks with a 4-hit game as part of Milwaukee's win yesterday? Is it Caleb Durbin, Joey Ortiz, or Sal Frelick?
It was Sal Frelick.
You got it. You knew that before. I feel like Jim's a little gun-shy this morning. You knew that one, didn't you?
I read it this morning, but then I was not sure.
Yeah, smart. Okay.
You're a smart guy. Smart guy. All right, question three, Jim, and a chance for a clean sweep and 4 entries for the Vortex Golf Rangefinder. The question is this. After a positive minor league rehab start this week, Which Brewers pitcher is expected to start on Sunday when the crew visits the Philadelphia Phillies?
Woodruff. Is it?
Oh, he got a little arrogant.
You pushed him into this.
I apologize. Why don't you hear the questions before he answers?
Come on, we can't do that. He answered Woodruff.
Yeah,
it's one of the choices. Jim, you got bullied into that courtroom.
I didn't bully him. I was building confidence.
He got bullied.
Brandon Woodruff, Robert Gasser.
I've heard it both ways.
Josh Gasser. Or Jose Quintana. What would you have answered had you heard those answers? Would you have still said Woodruff?
I still would have said Woodruff because I read this morning they expect him to start on the next home series. So
that's not
in
Philadelphia then.
I understand.
It's a tough break for you, Jim. And again, I think
how many rehab starts has Woodruff got? I feel like he's on his 18th rehab start.
He's making the Timber Rattlers some money, is what he's doing.
So, Jim, when you waited for options, you got two right. When you blurted out your answer, you got one wrong. So you've got three of the possible four entries, and
but
you
got some
bonus entries.
He got some attaboys, though. I give him some attaboys. That was good.
His
like
confidence
his
is totally shaken now, though.
It is. There's no way he's ever going to blurt out an answer again. Jim, we appreciate your loyalty to the show, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one. I love you.
I love you guys.
All right. That is Vortex Golf Trivia. I will not attempt another imitation of Big Voice Guy. But I can tell you this. Nothing beats a great night's sleep on a Beautyrest mattress from Steinhoffels. Right now, you'll get a free foundation when you buy a Beautyrest Black or World Class mattress. Queen mattresses start at just $30 a month when you use Steinhoffels 60-month financing. And with Steinhoffels 110% price guarantee and 120-night sleep guarantee and free delivery, you cannot do what Jim just did on the last question, and that is make a mistake. You can't make a mistake. So don't overpay for a good night's sleep. Shop Steinhoffels in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch will hear from Jordan Love on multiple fronts. That starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.